program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Day to day, I see the people, hear what they have to say. Take a look at the ethics, morals, and goals, making guys out of men that rock and roll. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world will fall. A total destruction, destiny of all who have rocked the name of Jesus, the Savior and Lord. In the battle, Armageddon ain't a two-edged sword. Satan in a day, he will never forget when the king hurls him into a bottomless pit. Spread these words like a fire aflame, cause I'm telling you, we're living in the final day. Listen up.
Teleportation. These people have come from the future to visit us.
Using the Earth Union's time machine, we've been sent back here to warn you all. We wish to change incidents that are about to take place here. Things that have caused catastrophe in the 23rd century. We came here to warn you all about your country's gloomy future. Because in the century that we come from, there's no longer a Japan.
Oh, what?
How could that possibly be? And why? What's the reason for it?
You want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
See that the humans remain entertained until the end.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown. Here's Vanessa Williams.
How are things going here? Doesn't look so hot.
We'll be broadcasting in a few minutes. The mobile unit is also getting ready.
Good. Keep it up. The world's depending on us.
Okay.
The one question that I heard asked more than any other, the question is, man going to destroy himself? Are we coming to the end of the world?
Oh, God, no. Is today the 5th?
What?
Is God outraged with all of this?
I don't know.
And he hears the rattling sabers and sees the spewing rockets. He sees the atomic bombs that are buried beneath the Sandia Mountains close to Albuquerque, New Mexico, with enough detonating force and destructive force to completely destroy the entire world. He sees the lethal snouts of atomic submarines that plow their way through the waves of the mighty oceans, Leviathans of the deep that could completely destroy mankind with just the push of a button. He sees that. He sees the mighty Saturn missile belching its black smoke and flame of fire, taking its cargo of flesh to the moon. He sees it. He also knows that madmen, in spite of their front of civilization and intellectualism and getting along and peaceful coexistence, that have but one desire, and that's to destroy and take over this entire world. He sees this. He knows this.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface...
I don't know why you don't do something from up here.
Well, I've tried. I've tried everything. They won't listen to me up here. I've sent my prophets Ezekiel, Hezekiah. You know what a good apocalypse costs.
Yes, I know, Dad. And you tried that earthquake in Los Angeles last year.
Oh, no. Don't blame me for that. That was San Andreas' fault.
And that shows the endless connection, how one crime succeeds another. For he says the land is full of bloody crimes and the city is full of violence. Therefore, God says, I will bring the basis, the worst of heathen Gentile people. And they are going to conquer you and drive you out and move into your houses, and your holy places will be defiled. Destruction comes, God says.
Oh, good God, we're doomed.
No! We're out of donuts.
One could go on and on with reports of this nature.
Week after week, we get letters to our office, and it'll say, Brother Smith, it saved my life. You don't realize where I was headed. A farmer awakened one morning, and the clock struck 1, 2, 3, 7, 12, 13, 14. His wife said, honey, wake up. He said, what time is it? She said, I don't know. But it's later than it's ever been before.
It's funny, because it's true.
World leaders are indeed pessimistic. They should be.
Is he still on the
I
line, Gary?
I think we do have a guy still there.
Is he really? Listen, since we got him holding on the line, why don't we just find out what this Pessimist Club is all about.
How long has the Pessimist Club been around?
Oh, about 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure we're going to fold any day now. I mean, assuming we're not all killed by the earthquake first.
Oh, yeah, boy, you really are pessimist.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I try, yeah. But of course it never really does any good.
Oh, of course. So just what do you do at a Pessimist's Club meeting?
Yeah. We make our predictions for the next 6 months.
Oh, and what are they?
Yeah.
Well, we feel pretty sure that there will be complete and total peace throughout the entire world. Well,
gee, that doesn't sound very pessimistic.
Well, no, not for those who will survive the Earth's collision with the sun.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Negative.
I've been hearing something on the streets the last couple of weeks. Weird stuff. Some sort of epidemic of violence, what they've been saying. I was talking to one old boy. He told me they got some sort of cult up there. End of the world kind of stuff.
Take 3, The Last Days of Isaac.
This is my 33rd year, the year that I am to die. The days are pressing in on me. I feel their wild immediacy. And in the air, expectancy.
Is crying out for deliverance. Now, many times you will see the president standing there in the Rose Garden with two of these smiling men from the east on each side. One has got a tablecloth on his head, and he poses and they smile, and then they put there in the newspaper, peace. I've got no problem with the peace treaties that they sign. I have a problem with the people who sign the peace treaty.
That's reality.
George, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And how?
Recently, another 400 scientists, scholars, businessmen, and political leaders met in Texas to ponder the problems facing mankind. They said it is a gloomy world indeed. The energy crisis, famine, the financial problems of New York City, drug abuse, and other unrelated problems are all portents of the present darkness.
And the Bible says,
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape. That's what the Bible says here. Yeah? There shall be famine, pestilences in different places. And I don't have to tell you these things. You know, if there ever a time that Bible prophecy is confirmed right before our eyes of mouth, plagues, pestilences, and things like that.
Yeah. Now the boss says this is a very bad thing for the country. See, because this contract starts after the war. Now, the boss has got an idea with all this Nazi and Jap money that, well, I haven't got it quite straight, but anyway, the boss says it's a bad thing for the country.
So far, you've told me what the boss has found out. What did you find out?
I don't need the tariffs.
Boy, you're hotter than a firecracker on the 5th of July.
Who is it?
All right. Listen up, everyone. I want you to calmly file towards the exit. That's it. That's it. Nobody runs, just walk. Single file. That's it. Now, if we just stay calm, no one's going to be harmed by the huge bomb that's going to explode any minute.
It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook.
Something that's controlling me, some silent nameless face. Is he an IBM computer or an electronic brain? And if I cannot find him, where do I complain?
Yes?
Excuse me, I believe I left a pipe and, some books.
Oh, they're right here.
This is my lucky pipe, and I didn't want to leave it behind.
I understand you're going away.
That's right. I've got to start packing right now.
You're a blithering coward.
Beat the f*** your ass up.
Is all the Shire discussing my departure?
Oh, no. Don't worry about that. You are miserable because you don't know how to say goodbye. But danger has come sooner than you expected, and now you are making up your mind to go at once. The secret won't keep for long, of course, but at present it is, I think, known only to us conspirators.
And we're not going to let you escape so easily.
But I must go. It cannot be helped. It is wretched for us all, but please help me and don't hinder me.
You don't understand.
You're lying.
Maybe he's not.
I know him. Look at his face. He's lying.
All right, Bob is my only hope. Back off and give him some room to think.
All right. This place is going up.
Well, if I'm going out, I'm going out happy.
Which one we're all blown to bits. Mind if I pull the underwear out of my crack? Man's got to go comfortable.
All right, but that's it.
God, I hate that guy.
I don't believe it.
Telling the truth or not.
Didn't the police mention it? Say anything about it?
Bob? No.
No. What did he look like?
Look like what? He looked like a man, of course. What do you suppose?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Saint. He looked like a man. Yeah, well, yes, I know. He looked like a man.
He's a queer bunny.
Nobody believed me. Even my colleagues wouldn't believe me.
Poor man.
He's insane, that's what he is. He believes it. He must be insane.
Fools! Can't they understand me? Tell me something. Am I mad?
We have no alternative. We must use all our nuclear weapons.
May I suggest we join in prayer?
I can't see how prayers will help.
Oh, yes. We can at least save our souls.
We must either attack them now or surrender to them.
Some more trouble.
The military men want to use all our nuclear weapons and then resist them to the bitter end.
We'll be wiped out by the radioactivity.
We've a tiger at the front door and a wolf at the back.
What is that supposed to mean?
But there's another way of thinking about that. Perhaps, we're clearly at a time of great potential crisis on Earth. We have the means of destroying the planet, which we've never had before in the history of man.
The plan that will destroy King Ghidorah. We wish to borrow from you on Earth the monsters Godzilla and Rodan.
Are you serious?
Of course. Deadly serious. Will you help us?
Well, your request is unusual. We don't know how to answer that.
First place, we don't even know where Godzilla and Rodan are.
Please, cut me some slack here, will you? I'll give you anything you want.
Excellent.
Meanwhile...
My God, what is that?
What?
Can you be specific? There's not much time.
Yes, we know. What do the tests indicate?
The tape recorder here is being moved by magnetic waves generated over there. If we can shield it, If we can intercept the waves, it'll stop.
Can you solve the problem in such a short time?
The odds are long, but we're making our final tests.
A submarine bomb exploded in a harbor might affect the city. The affected area would be a poor picnic site, but might be entered briefly with a varying degree of risk. Risk is part of the pattern of daily routine. Occupational hazards are accepted in a matter-of-fact manner in civilian life.
Here's Tom with the weather. Hi, Susie. It's 420 degrees Fahrenheit here in South Central L.A. right now. Probably a good time to get out of the f***ing city, Susie. There's gust of lead coming up sunset.
Oh, God, I've been misinformed.
Increasing.
No. Captain?
Yes?
What is it?
Radioactivity stronger.
Uh-oh.
Chernobyl, Harrisburg, Sellafield, Hiroshima, Chernobyl.
Sure you didn't make a mistake on those tests?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I got a headache. I never had a headache in my life. I've got one now.
Well, maybe you got a fever.
I haven't got a fever. I've got a headache.
I don't know, Jack. The tests are all right. Matter of fact, I think I got the figures right here. Yeah, you see, the oxygen content is...
Look, I don't care about the figures. Why have I got a headache?
They're using magnetic waves. That's where we have a chance. If we are able to sever those waves, we can save the Earth.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
Oh, no.
Is this gonna set off the doomsday machine?
Oh, hey, George, that was quick thinking.
Oh, you crazy bitch.
Time is getting short. I better get on my speech.
Blood and putting them into camps. All American citizens are to report to one of these death camps right away. Did I say death camps? I meant happy camps, where you will eat the finest meals, have access to fabulous doctors, and be able to exercise regularly.
Thank you.
I didn't startle you, hon. Are you feeling better?
I like it here. Nothing beats setting up camp in the desert at night, just toasting s'mores and getting glowy.
Baby, we have to talk.
I'm on a radiation vacation, soaking up the gammas, while the He-Men do their bomb testing just over the ridge there. Can't you smell it?
Baby, there's a possibility that your problem is coming back.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just little Miss Suburbia, 2 gene pods and a purse full of credit cards. My husband had an erection once. Silly, really.
I want you to go upstairs and pack a suitcase. I'm taking you back there.
This flicker is my vortex. See the neon? I got an EKG you can dance to. Everybody limbo. I had a legendary twitch in Nagasaki. Uh-huh. I want to tell you a secret. I dropped my panties to see you butt naked all saddled up.
Hit number one is losing her panties. Ah!
Necessary. I'm on a mission, I'm tired and fast. Falling into the
That's great.
Most every time, greed within us thus travels through. Feelings are old now, so nothing new. Must go on now, without the rain to shed away.
the people of Earth.
Hear this.
You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being.
By your command.
We're not safe yet. The fire dragon will be back soon.
All right. I'll shoot him out of the sky.
Now let's move.
Take that, you hot dope.
Well, what are they doing?
You know, shooting people, robbing banks. Same old thing as always. A whole lot of people gone crazy over some nutty dream they just had.
Holy smoke! Come on! Robbie, Jack, McCarter, Love!
Come on, hurry!
What is it? Are you all right, Bart? Am I all right? Brother, just listen to that, will you? That's the sweetest music I ever heard. Am I all right? Just listen!
Hey, tell your counter, Chris.
What's with uranium?
Uranium!
Boys, we're rich! I've been following this vein for half an hour. It's all over the place. I tell you, there must be tons of the stuff in this single vein. Just tons of
uranium.
Brother, are we going to be rich?
All over the place. Uranium? How much do you get for uranium now?
A fortune. This is it. This makes it all worthwhile. There's probably enough money in that one vein there to pay for the trip 10 times over.
We can write our own ticket on this. Hey, wait a minute, the government's going to be...
No, that's okay.
You ever see anything as wet behind the ears as that?
What happened?
Haven't you read it? Splashed all over the morning papers it was. Oh, it's horrible, horrible. His head all bashed in.
What? What has happened? Where?
And in the depressed district of the city, the streets are a shambles with a hurriedly organized evacuation.
Hey, you can't drive into this area.
Anyone have any leads as to where they've stashed the reactor?
No one's even thought about it yet. It's all we can do here to keep a stampede from developing out of the neighborhood.
The monster again. Command all units to take defensive position.
Alert all units. Monster has begun the attack.
Look.
It's King Gizzard.
Yes, indeed. On Earth, you gave this terrifying monster the name of Ghidorah. Everything is numbered here. The monster is zero.
Monster Zero!
drive it away?
If you have an idea how to do it, won't you tell us? Gentlemen, we have tried every course known to us. We can't kill him. We have failed.
What are you going to do now?
Just wait. Till it goes away.
This is a news bulletin from the WGBS radio newsroom. A tape-recorded press release has just been delivered to this station, as well as several others in the city, from an unidentified group who claim to have kidnapped an experimental nuclear reactor.
Oh, Hannah!
The terrorists claim it is hidden somewhere in the Wilton District and that the area should be evacuated immediately. Here is part of the tape we received.
If $10 million in gold bullion is not delivered by jet to a ship 200 miles due east of Washington, we are going to overload the reactor and flush fallout into the atmosphere that won't disappear for years.
Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. And you're either with us or against us. It means that we have to move quickly, move in a way that is effective and sometimes lethal.
Right.
And
let's get cleaned up and find a drink before the bar is closed.
We're on the hunt.
Dutch, it's all about that stuff.
God, Dutch, how are you?
Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
No, thank you,
Dad. It'll be too late by then, won't it, Reverend Stain?
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a pipe smoking in a human face forever.
Godzilla!
At last!
Interception will fragment bacilli carrying missiles. Repeat, abort firing.
3 billion human lives ended. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines.
Somebody's dying. I see it on the color TV. Somebody's dying, I can see him in his last agony. Does anybody know this boy? Can someone tell me who he could be? Hey ma, jumping Jesus, he looks like me. I see him lying there and moaning on the color TV. Camera's zooming in to catch him in his last agony. He looks so very lost, lying there for all the world to see. Hey ma, I wish I could touch him. He looks like me. I'm sweating hard to see his ID. Can't hear my breathing, and there's something cold a creeping up on me. I look at him and I'm afraid someone tell me who he would be. Hey ma, you can stop your fixing supper. I think it's me.
I knew where to hide to keep from getting evacuated out of here, in one of the science labs at the high school. But then when a Geiger counter there started going crazy, I realized there was a radiation leak somewhere. I took the Geiger counter and it led me here. Now let's see. Yeah, it's coming from inside here, all right. There's a broken skylight. Wonder what... Wow!
That's the last man, baby.
Joe.
If there's any chance of averting this war, you better tell me about it and tell me about it right now. Because if we don't find a solution to this thing, happiness in this world ain't going to worth the hell of being. You hear?
I would have done everything in my power to kill the American people.
I got big news for you, pal.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
One bottle being enough?
Let's be realistic.
The radiation leak must be wrecking the controls on his bionic limbs. I gotta get in and help him.
How are things going here? The licking our first trucks have taken is something terrible. It doesn't look so hot. Good. Keep it up.
Okay.
Move all defensive units into Sector 15 and clean it up immediately.
Emergency, emergency. The hydrogen oxide plant has been damaged.
Eight ships obliterated by a mysterious blinding flash of fire. No survivors found. Radio reports from stricken ships give the same message. Terrible sea of fire engulfs all. Staggering death toll. Signed, Steve Martin.
Andy Motors and the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... The first time it's like,
This is horrible. Listen to the monsters and their cries of horror and sudden death.
They're going to attack.
The monsters will fight?
Know their enemies by natural instinct. Now the Keeloks must pay.
We will pay.
Thank you, George.
Go back! Go back!
If you don't give up, things will get a lot worse for you.
Toby climbs through the broken skylight into the warehouse and sees Steve along with the two terrorists and the scientist running around yelling wildly.
He's headed for the van!
Yoshida's machine has been destroyed by the Fire Dragon.
What now? Do we attack?
The Great Fire Dragon will burn all of Tokyo within a few hours.
When will they learn?
Terrific explosion. The terrible amount of hydrogen gas.
It's Armageddon right here.
In it. Just like the tail surface broke into flame first. Then there was a terrific explosion, and that followed by the burning of the nose and the crashing nose into the ground. And everybody turned back at face and their feet to get out from underneath it, because it was over the people at the time it burst into flame. Now, whether it fell on the people who were witnessing it, we do not know. But as it exploded, they raced back. And now it's smoking, a terrific black smoke floating up into the sky. The flames are still leaping maybe 30, 40 feet from the ground.
Yeah. There was volcanoes, and what we've seen were the original volcanoes and molten lava. The lava is regularly hot, about 2300 degrees, and it's supercharged with steam and gases. And they kind of shot out at about 35 miles an hour sometimes. That's really hot, isn't it? Yeah.
It looks like we're watching fireworks, doesn't it? But we know it. That's what's coming out of the center of the earth. Wow. Here are all the dogs. There's no dogs. There's nothing living on Earth. Not even dinosaurs and prehistoric monsters. Nothing. There's nothing but land and volcanoes and the molten lava coming out and shooting up at 2,300 degrees.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back again. I raced down to the burning tip, and just as I walked up to the tip over a fine little stretch of iron, I met a man coming out, dazed. He couldn't find his way. I grabbed a hold of him. He burned terribly in the hands, and he burned terribly in the face, his eyebrows, all his hair burned off. But he's walking and talking plainly and distinctly. As he told me, he jumped.
I suppose these things happen.
Ooh! He's been out in the sun too long. Look at the size of that blister.
Lights! What happened here?
Oh, pardon the mess, officer. My maid only comes in once a week, you see.
As the terrorists file meekly off with the police, a team of technicians is dispatched to retrieve the lost nuclear reactor.
Well, Toby, you still want to be bionic?
You bet. I saw the way you mopped up those guys. If I could do that, there wouldn't be a kid in town could make
Toby.
Me...
Toby, listen to me. What you saw in there was a man being forced to go berserk because there are parts of his body he wasn't born with and went out of control. Only your quick thinking and nerve made it possible for my not being like that still. Understand what I'm saying?
I guess so, but...
What I'm saying is maybe you're worth a lot more than $6 million. The way you are.
What kind of radio show is this?
This has been a test of the subgenius early warning system. This was only a test. If it had actually been our sweet prophesied X-Day Armageddon, you would have been advised to tune to J.R. Bob Dobbs for help by sending out a quick letter to the Subgenius Foundation at P.O. Box 181417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Or check out the website for more detailed nude information at www.subgenius.com. And you had better do it fast, Seekers, because July 5th is zooming up on us for yet another drunken chicken run with apocalyptic destiny. And you know, I got a feeling in my bones and yours that... this is the year that, yes, it's all gonna burn. Yes, this is it. And the good news gospel of this ministry is that you can buy your way onto the escape vessels of the sex goddesses. Yes. Oh, but you gotta have the right stuff, Seekers. You gotta have that Subgenius membership card in hand when you're standing in that line for the pleasure saucers. Even if you're only booked for a sky kennel in the cargo hold. So don't say you weren't warned. And you've had the privilege of getting an advance tip-off of things to come. See you on the Saucer Seekers.
Boy, you're hotter than a firecracker on the 5th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Fulfillment of a prophecy. The last days of Isaac. Oh, the last sweet days of Isaac. Descends on me.
Where will I be? Where will I be?
So you got a little less than 5 hours on Earthseekers. What are you going to do with your final moments?